Hey there, and welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. Hey guys, this is Amy, and it's the first podcast episode in 2023. I wanted to get on and record to jump back into the new year, to get back in the swing of things, because I have taken a break for the holidays, time to recover, time to just recharge my batteries and, you know, spend time with family and just really, you know, enjoy that last slow but sometimes crazy part of the year, right? And one of the things that I like to do, I think we all do this at the end of the year, is start to reflect and think about the year prior and all of those things. And I was having a really hard time when I was thinking about 2022. I was trying to come up with the right words about what that year meant to me. And I found myself at a loss for words, which, you know, that's not always that common for me. Because 2022, for me, it wasn't a horrible year. But it also wasn't a stellar, kick-ass, killed my goals, crushed all the things type of year. I don't feel like I killed it in 2022. I also don't think I was in survival mode anymore, for the most part, at least, you know, through the second half of the year. Because in 2021, I was definitely in survival mode. And so as I was thinking on it, it really dawned on me why it felt so hard to put a word to it. 2022 for me was my recovery year. It was the year of catching up, the year of recovering from some really hard shit. And the past 3 years have been full of ups and downs, from COVID to being pregnant in the, you know, the height of the pandemic, almost losing my life after birthing my son, to navigating life with, you know, a newborn and a four-year-old. You know, that in and of itself is a lot to navigate. And then the unexpected news that my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. It had been really hard for me to get back on track with my own personal goals, my desires, my passions, my purpose, my podcast, because I was literally drowning in this season of mothering, of parenting, of, you know, learning the skills and techniques and things that I have to do in order to keep my child alive. It's been a lot of mothering. And I will always be a mom. I love being a mom. I love being a mom to my kids. But I know that I also have to mother myself better. And I have to put myself first again. My dreams and my goals, they matter. And they make me a better person and a better mom for my family. So for me, 2022 was all about catching up. Catching my breath from some really hard shit. Catching up financially. Catching up with our new normal and our new routines, because this isn't a recovery from something in the sense that we recovered and now we're back to normal. That's not the case for me. And I think a lot of people can relate to this, especially when we think about the new normal just in our world nowadays, right? Like, say what you want, but COVID and the pandemic fundamentally changed the way we think, the way we interact. It exposed us, no pun intended, to thinking about things in a certain way that we never thought we were going to have to think about in this lifetime. So that's, you know, there's that. That's a whole other topic. But for me, you know, my life will never be what it was in 2019 when it was just Catalina and just Catalina without diabetes. My life will always be Catalina and Javi. Catalina with diabetes and Javi. And I embrace all of it, right? Like, Javi, oh, I could cry thinking about him. He completes our family, and he's just this funny, just firecracker. Like, he just is this force. And he's so damn cute, and, like, you know, he's a little bit over 2 years old now. And for those of you that have raised children, you know that first year and a half, it's like you're living in a fog. And when you have your first one, it's one thing, right? But when you go from one to two, it's like, holy shit, right? I've got to catch my breath. I've got to figure out my new normal. I've got to figure out how to manage this. And then at 7 months old, finding out your four-year-old now has type 1 diabetes, it threw my world into a whirlwind. And, you know, I kept getting hard on myself. You're not podcasting enough. You're not staying to your schedule with podcasting. You're not losing weight fast enough. You're not doing this fast enough. You're not crushing your goals. And I had to take a step back, because there have literally been days where it's like, I got to just get through the day. And I'm over here managing a high and a low blood sugar and a newborn and now this kid who is starting to walk. And it's just, it's been a lot. And sometimes I don't like saying this out loud because I don't want to jinx anything. I don't want to throw everything off. But I feel like with my kids, and things are always, you know, ebbing and flowing, but I feel like I have found a good place where Javi's older, he can communicate, he can speak, he can walk, he can talk, he can, you know, he helps do things around the house. He's, the older he gets, the more independent he becomes, right? I'm not having to lug a baby up and down the steps while I'm also lugging diabetic supplies up and down the stairs, right? You know, with diabetes, it's always going to be part of our routine. It's a part of our new normal. You know, we're not recovering from that and then just moving forward. We're recovering from the trauma of it happening and the trauma of having to learn how to do this and build this into our life to where this is our new normal. And it has been. Like, there's days where I'm just like, I always think about diabetes. I'm not obsessed with it, right? I'm not like, you know, last night, here's a great example. Like, in the middle of the night, Kat's getting ready to fall asleep. Her Dexcom has this obnoxious beep because it failed. Like, sometimes it just happens where the sensor just fails in the middle of a session. And I have to kind of wake her up. She doesn't like it. And immediately we change it, activate it. She goes back to sleep. A year ago, that might have taken, that might have taken over an hour to have that happen. And it would come with tears, screaming, holding down, you know, and that is just a lot. So for me, 2022, I could sit there and say, well, you didn't get this goal and you didn't do that goal and you weren't consistent here and you weren't consistent there. Yeah, but I was coming off of recovering from a lot of shit, okay? A lot of things and things. Not every single thing, obviously, is said on this podcast either. You know, there are parts of my life that I protect and I'm private that are not privy to public knowledge, right? But there's just been a lot going on. And this past year or two, I put my kids' needs above everything. And I mean, how can you not, right? Like, there's seasons of your life with your kids, especially when they're little. How do you not do that? Right? And right now at this stage of their life, they still need a lot from me. But they're becoming more independent day by day, right? And you parent and you mother in different ways as you go through these stages of their life, where in the beginning, it's like you're just full on newborn, you're not sleeping, it's eat, sleep, poop, that's it, right? And you change the way you mother the demand that you're needed in is the capacity is very different as you go through things. And I'm finding that even with diabetes, right? Where my goal, my husband and I's goal is to empower her to make decisions, to learn how to manage this on her own eventually. Like, you know, as she's still young, obviously with our guidance, with our help, but as she gets older, she has to live with this for the rest of her life. She has to be empowered to do things, to make decisions, to understand the complexities, the severities, and the consequences of things if they're not done how they're supposed to. So, you know, obviously I've just been in a very busy season where I'm drowning in life. I'm drowning in motherhood. And rather than fight against it, I feel like I leaned into it a lot more this past year because that's where I've been needed. I've been working. I've been, you know, putting a lot of time in with my instructional design side of my business, with clients. And, you know, like I said, also having to catch up financially, that's been helping me be able to do that. And this, at the end of the day, between all of these things, there's not much left to give of Amy from a creative standpoint. And that's been tugging at my soul. That has been painful for me because I feel like I'm losing me in the process. And we can go through these seasons of life where that's happening, but we can't allow it to go on and on and on and on for years. And so I felt like for me, 2022 was that catch-up year. It's that recovery year. And, you know, it's just, it's been a lot. And so I'm not going to beat myself up over that. And I think a lot of people, yourself included, you know, obviously you're not in my situation and my personal things that have happened, but I'm sure you have things that have been going on as well, maybe stemming from 2020 that just kind of sent you down a tailspin. And let's face it, like, yeah, things are back to normal. They're back to the normal we live in now, right? But I mean, they're definitely not the way they were in April of 2020, but things were changed by these situations, I feel like. And yeah, so if you were feeling completely exhausted and drained emotionally, I just want you to know that, like, you're not okay. I mean, you're not okay. You're not alone. Oh my God. Why did I say that? You're not alone. You are not alone. You are perfectly okay. And you are not alone in feeling that way. Because when I started 2022, I wasn't starting with, you know, a full tank. I wasn't starting with a full battery, a fully charged battery. And I think, you know, I saw this post and I'm going to read it. And it says, yeah, no one I know began the year on a full tank. Given the vicious onslaught of the previous 2 years, let's just call it what it was, most of us dragged ourselves across the finish line of 2021, frazzled, spent, running on aged adrenaline fumes. And we crawled into 2022, still carrying shock, trauma, grief, heaviness, disbelief, the memories of a surreal existence. And then it began, the fastest hurricane year we could ever imagined. Whether we have consciously processed it or not, this has been a year of more pressure, more stress, and a race to catch up in all departments, every single one, work, school, sports, relationship, and life. Though not intentionally aware, perhaps hopeful that the busier we are, the more readily we will forget, the more easily we will undo the emotional tangle, the more permanently we will wipe away the scarring wounds. We can't. The busyness, guys, will not wipe away the emotional. This is speaking to what we talk about here. You cannot out-busy your emotional weight. The emotional weight that you carry, you will carry until you deal with it, until you lose it. You cannot out-busy it. You cannot out-eat it. It is going to stay with you until you decide to do something with it. So it says here again, attempts to recreate some semblance of normal on steroids while disregarding that for almost 2 years, our sympathetic nervous systems were on full alert, has left our collective mental health in tatters. Our children and teens are not exempt. The natural byproduct of fighting a hurricane is complete and utter exhaustion. So before you begin questioning the absolutely depleted and wrung dry state you are in, pause. Breathe. Remind yourself of who you are and what you have endured. And then remind yourself of what you have overcome. Despite it all, you're still going. Even on the days you stumble and find yourself face down in a pile of dirt, understanding brings compassion. Most of the world's citizens are in need of a little extra TLC at the moment. Most are donning invisible, handle with care posters around their necks and fragile tattoos on their bodies. Instead of racing to the finish line of this year, tread gently, go slowly. And amidst the chaos, find small pockets of silence, find compassion, allow the healing, and most of all, be kind. There's no human on earth who couldn't use just a little bit more of healing, salve, and kindness with love. And this is quoted from Naomi Holt. It says psychologist and speaker. So I will link to this Facebook post where I saw this. And when I saw this post, I said, this just put into words exactly what I was trying to, what I was feeling, and I couldn't think of it. And I'm like, yes, it was a recovery year. It was a recovery year. And that's what I want you guys to understand is that just because the calendar changes, it does not mean the way you felt yesterday also changes. We don't go from December 31st to January 1st and become a different person. And so when you set these goals and these New Year's resolutions and tell yourself you're never going to do this again and you're never going to, you're never going to gain weight again, you're never going to be this person or that person, you're setting yourself up to fail. Because who you were on December 31st is still who you are on January 1st. You have to work on making those changes. And those changes are not going to happen overnight, in a week, in a month, or even a few months, maybe even in a year. But if you can put mileposts in place, say, okay, by the end of January, this is how I want to feel. This is what I want to accomplish. And you do it piece by piece. And so one of the things I've always done in the new year, not always, it's like in the past, few years or so, basically since I started podcasting, I think, but I create a word that I want to use as a theme for the upcoming year. And one of my words this year is ease. Ease. If we see the actual definition from the dictionary, ease is defined as the absence of difficulty or effort. I want to go into this year with the feeling of ease. And that, putting it out into the universe that things are happening for me. Things are not happening against me. I had an incident recently, something happened, and I said, it's going to be fine. Everything is working for me. We're going to have a solution. This is going to get resolved. It's going to be okay. And guess what? It fixed itself, right? So it's like putting that out into the universe that if I just want things, and I'm not saying I want things to come easy to me. Like, that's not what we're saying here. What we're saying is, I want to do things with ease. I want to do things using the path of least resistance. I want to, not, oh my God, hurry up. We're going to be late. Get your leotard on. We got to get to gymnastics. No, if we're late to gymnastics by 5 minutes, so be it. I want to do it with ease. I want to do things that feel effortless. That's one of my words for this year. Okay. I want to feel, right? I want to feel that I'm at ease, right? That word is so powerful. There's so many things that it can represent. You know, I get in the car and I say, okay, this trip will, we will go on this trip at ease. Things are going to come easy for us. It's not going to be difficult. And just putting that out there, and just, it does something for your brain. I also have another word this year that I am using, because I usually have more than one. Ease is kind of my overarching word, I guess, if you could say, for the year. But I also am using the word luxe, high quality, luxurious. I want things to feel high quality. I want to make decisions that feel high quality, that feel luxurious. I'm not talking just about, you know, luxury brand and it has to be this. What I'm talking about is quality over quantity. I want to make decisions that come with ease and luxe, that make my life feel luxurious and ease. And luxe in the sense of, you know, making the little things the big things, right? Maybe not eating on paper plates every night and eating on the nice fancy white plate because it feels luxurious. It feels like I'm, you know, taking better care of myself, right? So those are two of my main words that are going to shape the way I'm going into this year and the way that I want to feel. And I want you to think about for yourself, like, what are the words? What are the words that will guide your decisions? Because then I think about my goals and I think about my decisions to reach those goals. And in order to reach those goals, they got to fall under ease and luxe, right? The way that I take care of my body will come with ease. It will not come with distress and anxiety and, you know, pressure. It will come with ease and it will come with a feeling of luxe, the way I take care of myself, right? Or the way I make decisions. I would rather spend the extra $100 and have the thing that's going to last, that's going to be more powerful than having to buy the $10 item 12 times. Do you see what I'm saying? So think about your words. How do you want to feel this year? How do you want to go into the year? And I really have taken my time. Like, I used to feel all this pressure of like the 1st of January, you've got to have everything together. You got to have your plan. You got to have this, you got to have that. But this year it's like, I've got my goals. I've been reviewing my year prior. I've got my new year goals that I'm working on and having plans with those goals. You can't just write something down as a goal. You then have to say, okay, what are my milestones? What's the milepost from here to the end where I know I'm gaining traction? Don't just say you're going to lose weight, right? Say, I'm going to weigh this amount by the end of January and make it realistic. And taking my time and really thinking through these things and doing things with ease and just kind of doing what feels good in the moment too. Like the other day, I admit it, I woke up late. I heard none of my alarms. It's like 8:30 at this point. I'm like, holy shit, I have really slept in. I'm thinking, all right, you're either going to jump out of bed frazzled, go wake up the girl, get her ready in like 10 minutes to get out the door. She's going to be upset, stressed out. She's going to be, you know, anxious just like you are feeling. Or, you know what? We just take the day off. It's kindergarten. It is what it is. She's going to be fine. It's the first week back. They're not missing much. So she takes the day off. I go back to sleep for another hour. My body needed to rest. That was what felt like ease in that moment, right? Are we always able to do that exact thing? No, we might have an obligation or an appointment or a deadline. We're not always able to do that. I get it. But in that moment, I was able to do it. So why not? And then the other day, it was raining. It was time for Javi's nap time. That's where I get a lot of work done in the office. And he really didn't want to lay down. He was already in my bed watching his tablet next to his sister. They're like holding hands. It was the cutest thing. They're holding hands watching their shows on their individual tablets. And I thought, He's content. He's quiet. This is relaxing. You get to just hang out with your kids. And, you know, it's that week again where you can do these things, where there's not as much pressure. This is what feels easy right now. Let's just go with it. So, you know, I don't think it's enough to just set goals. I think you need to think about, how do you want to feel this year? How do you want things to go? Knowing we can't control everything. We don't know what lies ahead. So why not work on the things that we know we can control? And how was your 2022? Like, how would you describe it? One of the things that I like to do as well, I don't dwell a lot in the past. I think that's, you know, that's not really valuable, but we do need to look and see where things were, because it's so easy to say, I'm a loser, I'm a failure, I didn't get this done, I didn't lose the weight, I didn't pay off this card, or, you know, whatever. But we have to look at what we were up against. And so I always take a document and I go, I put January through December, and I put the big things, the accomplishments, the challenges, the big, you know, the big things that happened, the things that affected life, and, you know, good and bad and in between. And then it lets me say, okay, wow. So you mean, even though I had this thing going on, I still accomplished a lot. And be proud of yourself. You're not going to like knock it out of the park with all the awards and recognition every single year. That's just not going to happen. And knowing that, you know, for a lot of us, we brought all of that shit into 2022 and we're just now recovering and like getting back in the swing of things, you know, and recognizing that there's certain situations that happen that change us, whether we think it is on a conscious level or not. You know, COVID doesn't affect me on an everyday basis anymore, you know, but we know it's there. We know it's around. We are more germ aware, I think, at times. But the knowledge and the experience of what we went through, especially God, for anybody that lost anybody during this or through COVID, my heart goes out to you. You know, people that got COVID, I was one of them. There's people that have had long lasting effects of it. And I have my own beliefs on some of these things, and I'm not going to get into that. You know, it has forever changed us. Even if it doesn't affect you the way you think it does on an everyday basis, it's in the back of your head. You know, my kids do not know a world where there wasn't a pandemic, where it's like, you know, things are shut down and we can't touch things and we can't breathe. We have to wear a mask and we don't want to catch this and catch, like, it has changed us. Let's just admit it, right? And anything that's happened to you that's traumatic, it has changed you. It has changed our nervous systems. Like that hypervigilance of like, you know, what is this? Is it going to kill us? Like, how do we get rid of it? What do we do? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and I have been living in a hypervigilant state since 2020, you know, especially pandemic, being pregnant was like, whoa. And then learning T1D and how to manage it and how to take care of it and how to be there for my daughter. And, you know, every day there's a challenge that comes along with that. It's an everyday thing. It's I always laugh when people, I know they mean well, I know, and they say, how is her diabetes doing? It's like, well, it's doing the same way it was doing 6 months ago or, you know, yesterday. You don't reach this pinnacle of, oh, I've now got my blood sugars have leveled out. That's not a thing with a type one. It's a roller coaster, right? So it's like, it's just a thing. So give yourself some grace, give yourself some space, and know that it's a new year. We don't need to feel all of this pressure to like be a different person, because we're not different people. We're the same person. If you want to become someone new, then create the goals and the plan to make those changes. And know that just because the calendar changes doesn't mean you're now this different person. You're not. You have to work at becoming that new version of yourself. That new version of yourself comes with putting in the reps. It comes with putting in the work. And, you know, podcasting on a consistent basis, I know I have heard from so many of you. I know, where's your podcast? Why are you not here every single week? I get it. I do. It's tugged at my heart. It has tugged at my soul. But just understand, there's things that I just had to do and I had to get through it. And I need this outlet. I need this creative space. I need to be able to, you know, communicate and be there with you guys as well. And I know what I'm committing to this year with the podcast. I'm not going to come on here and tell you all the things. I'm not. But just know that there is a big plan in place. I have invested a shit ton of money. Okay. So the podcast isn't going away. I don't want anyone to think it's going away. It is here to stay. I'm going full force this year. We're going all in. There's some really big things coming. And I hope that you'll give me that grace of knowing what I've had going on personally, to give me that grace to get my breath again, to catch my breath, to get back in the swing of things, and to then just deliver the content that I know I can deliver, because that makes me feel like myself too. So the podcast is here. It's staying. It's not going anywhere. It's only going to get better from here. And I hope you'll stick it out with me. I hope you'll stick around to see what's coming. I'm super excited about it. I'm hopeful. I'm excited for this year. I just appreciate each and every one of you that take the time to listen, that take the time to message, that take the time to share reviews. I am so grateful for all of you. I am so grateful to have this platform where I have been able to connect with people like yourself that get it, that understand, that just, you know, we all share a very similar story, and I appreciate that. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. You will see me here next week. There will be an episode, and we're getting right back into things, guys. So I hope you're having an amazing new year. I hope you are doing well. You're happy. You're healthy. You're, you know, putting the steps in place to become the version of yourself that you crave. I really do. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I will catch you in the next episode. And until then, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.